1 Samuel 15, verse 10 and verse 11. I'd like to talk to you some this morning on free will. Then came the word of the Lord unto Samuel, saying, "It repenteth me that I've set up Saul to be king, for he's turned back from following me, and hath not performed my commandments." And it grieved Samuel, and he cried unto the Lord all night. I actually preached these two verses this morning in the first two services. There's no weeping for sin. We all have those in our family, in our circle of human beings that we're involved with, that are involved in. There's no weeping for sin. We all have those that have turned back, but there's no weeping. Samuel cried all night long for sin, for adultery, for fornication, all sorts of concupiscence. And Samuel cried all night long. Now, but that's not what I want to speak to you of this morning. Does man not have the power to obey or disobey God? Now, a lot's been said. There's two sides to a fence. Some people there call Arminian. Some people there call Calvinist. Some people there call free willers. And some people there call, what do they call them? Fatalist. But does man have the power to obey or disobey? Listen, he either does or he doesn't. Y'all don't, how many of you got to know? Do these children have the power to obey or disobey? Well, all right. You see? The same with Saul here. God said he repented him because he turned back from following me. Saul did that. God didn't make him turn back. Could he have followed God?
Yes.
You see? Could he have followed the commandment of the Lord here and done just what God told him to do? Yes. Just like you and I. And a lot of people, they don't look at King Saul as a saved man. But he could have obeyed God. When we direct children, they've got within them the means to either obey or disobey. When my parents told me something, I could do it or I could not do it. And I knew the consequences. I knew both ways, you see. Are not some more obedient than others? Yeah. Some men have more of a natural propensity toward good than evil. And some men have more propensity to evil than good. I know there's none good. I'm not here to speak about that. Which leads to the point that all men are different. Okay? All men are different. And all men have different hearts. Look at 1 Samuel chapter 16 and verse 7. Remember, it repented God and he had Samuel go to Jesse and he picked David. But the Lord said unto Samuel, "Look not on the countenance or on the height of his stature." See, when he picked Saul, he picked the tallest one. Nick, you'd have been king. Okay? But because I have refused him, for the Lord seeth not as a man seeth, for man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. Do you see it? The Lord looks at the heart. All men have to compare this. Look at verse 14. But the Spirit of the Lord departed from Saul, and an evil spirit from the Lord troubled him. Okay? We all have different hearts. Every man in here has a different heart. Are we all under sin? Absolutely. Sin doesn't have to be taught to any man, any child. We're quite capable of it without any help whatsoever. Now, consider the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. That's how we got into this mess. That's why you and I are meeting this morning. Okay? Because the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, who put that tree? God put that tree there. But he said, don't eat of it. Okay? Now I had a thought when I... Have you ever tried to get rid of knowledge? I have. Many, many times. I tried every day in class. Didn't work. I got some of it. I don't know how, but I got some. And there's some knowledge I picked up that wasn't in class that I wish I had never received. You see, it doesn't work. There's knowledge I'd love to erase, but I can't. It's like Pilate washing his hands. But they won't come clean. You see? It simply will not go away. It's the knowledge that we must understand that resides in every man, woman, and child, no matter the age. Okay? The very fact that I have such knowledge is sin. I don't ever have to do anything bad. I'm born with the knowledge of good and evil. No matter how good or moral or upright that I may seem, okay? I mean, in this world, I'm vexed by the language of the wicked every day. I receive knowledge every day that I don't want. Did y'all know that? Every day. Stuff comes up on my telephone I don't want. Stuff comes up on my computer screen I don't want. Stuff comes over the radio that I don't want. Stuff comes from men around me that I don't want. I don't desire it, okay? And that's why people like, we've had I assume maybe not anymore, know who a Mother Teresa was. Mother Teresa, she did all this magnanimous work her whole life, and she helped these harlots in India, and she lived, this life. And yet in the end, I read a story, and she wrote to a confidant and said, I see no light. She, as you and I, had the knowledge of good and evil. Now, Abel and Cain, they acted quite differently with this knowledge, as with many others, even those around us. Brothers, different brothers and sisters and different people even in the church, see? Was not David's heart as God's, you remember? He said, I have chosen me a man after mine own heart. Listen, that was prior to anything that we would even have to know as a new birth. David was a lad. But God said, I'm chosen me a man after my own heart. You see, he chose. David chose. David could have been like his brothers. Remember? They ragged on him when he went to Saul's army and went and killed Goliath. You're just here seeking favor. You see? Now, I'm going to tell you something. We choose prior to conversion, and we choose after conversion. Even though our natures be different, we make choices prior to the new birth and after the new birth. Lucifer, while only second to God, in all power, I don't understand it. No man does. But he chose iniquity. He made that choice. I don't know, but I don't think you'll ever convince me that Lucifer had to make that choice. I believe he could have stayed on God's side. Life's all about choices. But see, it's the spirit that's different, just like with Saul. Saul would receive different spirit. He got and it doesn't just say this one time, folks. I'm not here to preach on this. But he got an evil spirit. Do you know where that evil spirit came from?
The Lord.
The Lord. Mm-hmm. Are not Satan and his ministers transformed? Bible says, into what? Angels of light. By choice, we can be many things. This entire book, this Bible, this King James Bible, is all about choices. You remember Apostle Paul and Barnabas. One chose, they had a falling out. And one chose to go with John Mark and one didn't. They both went different directions. Some may see what I see when I preach a message such as this. They say, well, now you're reversing a prior position. No, I'm not at all. There are certain freedoms of choice of which you and I possess. Whether we be in Christ or out. Whether we be converted or not converted. I've made many choices in this life, and some were good and some were bad. And I'm talking about choices prior to conversion and after conversion. Okay? They were all, now listen, they were all within the realm of human power. The natural power that God has allowed me upon this earth. I can get up right now and I can go through that door and walk out of this room. And when I get out that door, I can turn to the right or I can turn to the left. Now, of course, the question is, can a man choose to go to heaven? Oh, boy. A lot of fights there. You know? Whitfield thought one way and what's the other boy? The Methodist. Wesley, he thought another. Can he choose to go to hell? I've had people tell me that. God doesn't send anybody to hell. You send yourself. Yeah, okay. Well, go dig him up and see how he got there. Because when you're dead, you're dead. You see, if a man can choose hell, then he can choose heaven. Now listen, if I can choose or have such choices, now listen, Baptist, then I can unchoose. You hear me? And there's not a Baptist that'll ever hear this say, oh, well, you can't be found in law, you can't be saved in laws. I agree with that. I'm not disagreeing. I said if you can choose, you can unchoose. If you can choose to go one way, then you can choose to go another. Because there has to be an antithesis to every single element of life. Excuse me. If I have the power to walk this way, then I got the power to walk this way. I can go in the door, I can go out the door. Now don't tell me that Lucifer didn't make a choice in heaven. Because he did. Just like Adam did. Just like Eve did. Or what are the one-third of the angels? You ever think about that third of the angels? You're going to tell me God directed a third of the angels to... He allowed it. But God's not the author of sin. You see? God did not have them make those choices. Nor you and I to sin. Those are our choices. Just like Saul. The Lord, when he was upon this earth as a man, he said, nobody's going to take my life. Y'all remember that? Mm-hmm. What did he say? He said, I give it willingly. He could have got out of that thing. But he didn't. You see? Did he not obey? His words, he said, not my will. And that's what it's all about. Free will. He said, but his will. But you see, the will is only free within its power. I really don't have the power, without Christ, I really don't have the power to be good
in what's considered good to God. I've got the power to sin. You see, I've got that power. I'm a born-again, blood-washed child of God this morning. I've got the power to sin. Okay? I can't will to live to be 200 years old any more than I will to be born. A man that says, well, you can will to go to heaven, well, then will to be 200 years old, because living 200 would be way easier than you going to heaven. Or hell, for that matter. You see? Now, I once willed to walk. I was telling a lady about it yesterday. I couldn't walk. I willed to walk. It was within my power. I willed to walk. Here, many believe they may will to be born again. Well, if that's so, then Judas and Esau would have been saved because they repented with bitter tears. You think they didn't want to be saved? What idiot would think that Judas and Esau didn't want to be saved? The truth is that Jacob and Esau, Cain and Abel, Saul and David are every man. What kind of bird is that?
I bet it's female.
I didn't see it. There you go. Amen. See, Jacob and Esau, Cain and Abel, Saul and Ed, they're every man. And if you get that, then you'll get this. I didn't choose God. God chose me. Just as he chose Jacob, Abel, and David. Ultimately, in the final analysis, there are sheep and goats, wheat and tares. A goat can be a preacher. I've met some, okay? Many are. Just as in Christ's day. Naturally, a man can be anything. Supernaturally, he cannot. That's where God draws the line. And that's why I don't rely on so-called professions of faith, because a profession doth not a Christian make. Because I, 70 plus years on this earth, can tell you that easily 1,000 times more I've observed make profession and not be saved than the one that did and was saved. It's easily 1,000 against. You remember the Lord in the book of John, from that time many of his disciples went back and they walked no more with him. John 6:6-6. Chapter 6, verse 66. You remember, you all going away too? You know? In Acts, a sorcerer believed and was baptized. Man has within him a natural free will, but it's only limited to his imagination. Okay? It's only limited to his imagination. You better get that. Consider faith itself. Are we not saved by faith? Okay. And then remember Ephesians 2:8. It's the gift of God. It's the gift of God. My free will can't make somebody give me a gift. And then my great uncle Jonah, salvations of the Lord, Jonah 2:9. Just ask the fish. Just ask that whale. He'll tell you. But free will is of you. That's what they preach. Free will is of you. I believe that. You just show up at judgment and tell God you didn't have a free will to follow him. And see how that thing works out for you. You say you're pretty. No, I'm not. No, I'm not. No, I'm not. Don't you be blaming your damnation on God. You wake up in hell, there's only one person you can blame. God gave the talents, didn't he? But it's up to our discretion to use those things. God gave you life, did he not? Didn't he? Well, what are you going to do with it? Did you ever see Genesis 4:7? Look at it. Y'all looking at me funny. Look at it. If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted? He didn't tell that to Abel. You know who he told that to?
Cain.
If thou doest well, shalt thou not be accepted? There went every excuse you ever had right there. Right out the door. And if thou doest not well, sin lieth at the door. And unto thee shall be his desire, and thou shalt rule over him. God took away excuse right there in the beginning in Genesis. That's Cain. Now listen to me. That's Judas too. It's Cain. It's Judas. It's Esau. It's Saul. It's Travis. It's Nick. It's me. It's you. If thou doest, well, wouldn't you be accepted? And don't you ever believe otherwise. You say, I thought you, I do, I believe God's absolutely sovereign in salvation. You say, how do you blend them? I don't. God does. And that's why men are split, because they can't blend them. They form denominations. They kill people because they can't blend them. Those two schools, right? They can't blend them. But it doesn't change the truth of God. Father, I thank you, Lord, for your kindness. You've given us a book. You've given us room for thought. You've given us knowledge. You've given us grace. You've given us faith. Give us a whole chapter on faith. By faith. Moses, he left Pharaoh. Faith. I thank you for saving faith. I thank you for the gift of saving faith. But Father, either way, I'm without excuse. And I thank you, Father, for a will that I can turn to the left or to the right. I thank you for it all by the one that made it possible, Jesus Christ the Lord. Thank you for that, Father, in his precious holy name. Amen.